Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that we are increasingly menaced by political violence on the left and unfortunately on the right as well. That's the conclusion of a number of studies. A number of people have taken a look at it. A number of polls, surveys. Is this something that we should be worried about? Is this one of the reasons why A majority, according to polling, now look at the future of this country and say it's a question whether we can sustain our democracy. Are you able to sustain a democracy with these threats of violence? That's also one of the questions that came up in the hearings this morning. And look, I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you believe that Joe Biden is just the acting president who stole the election through rigging the electoral processes, or if you're somebody who believes that there is a scandalous aspect and a destructive aspect to the entire movement to try to discredit a major American election. Whichever side you're on, listening to some of the people who are testifying today, who are Republicans, all of them, and the Republicans who were up there had suffered so many threats of horrible violence, and thousands of them, including the Speaker of the Arizona House of Representatives, who was, I think, a profoundly moving witness earlier today. His name is Rusty Bowers. He's been part of the Arizona legislature since 1993. That's a long time. And he recounts some of the reaction to his denying that the Arizona vote was stolen. And some of the reaction involved killing members of him and his family. And we're not talking about a few random notes. We're talking about hundreds and thousands of threatening notes. And the same thing happened to Gabe Sterling, who was an election official Republican under Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. And to Brad Raffensperger himself, who's testifying now, it's all remarkable. And what I cannot imagine is how anyone on the right or the left could justify this sort of thing, could justify the sort of thing that happened in front of the house of Brett Kavanaugh. And by the way, it's not different. It's the same sickness, the same tendency to believe that that basically my political point of view, the argument that we're having about who should actually get the electoral votes in Arizona or in Georgia or in Pennsylvania or in Wisconsin, that difference about counting votes is important enough to kill for or to die for. It is an extraordinary moment in our country. We will be talking about a startling piece about the propensity for political violence. We'll also talk about what next for the Republicans. There's a list of seven candidates who they believe over at The Hill magazine are almost surely going to be candidates against President Trump contesting the Republican nomination. There's some surprises there, and there's an evaluation of all those people. Who would you put on the list? Who should be put on the list? Who isn't there so far? You'll have a chance to participate in that. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And we'll be talking about, at least in a music battle, and a very good music battle, there's a chance that Russia and Ukraine can come together. There's also a fairly high-level move between a very talented TV and movie personality in Ukraine with a very talented movie personality here from the United States. We will talk about that as well on a very busy day on the Medved Show. We were talking before about the Van Cliburn competition that just took place in Fort Worth, Texas. Probably a better thing that took place in Fort Worth than the recent Republican state convention in Texas, where there's a certain amount of criticism of the Republican Party, because one of the things that the delegates voted on was that Texas reserves the right to secede from the United States. Look, they tried that before. They seceded back in 1861. It did not work out well. They should have listened to the governor of Texas at the time, Sam Houston, who stood strongly on principle of actually standing with the Union. Today at the hearings, and again, yes, it's Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, who's leading most of the questioning and who is laying out the entire story. But what the story is really about is the effort on the part of Team Trump to decertify state electors that had already been elected and certified for Biden. Now, there's no provision for that in the law. You cannot decertify state electors. And this is a part of an encounter here where Rusty Bowers, the Speaker of the House, a strong conservative Reagan Republican. In fact, when he was talking about Reagan just moments ago as a witness, he was getting emotional about how much Reagan meant to him and how much he wanted to follow in Reagan's footsteps. The one thing that comes across about Rusty Bowers, if you read about him, he is a person of integrity and honor. He's a graduate of Brigham Young University Law School. Yes, he's part of that substantial LDS community in Arizona. And he talks about how he refused a request, and a request you'll be surprised from where. He had a request to decertify the state's electors, presidential electors, that had already been certified for Biden. And here is how he described that encounter. Listen.
During this call, he was making these allegations of fraud, but he had something or a couple things that they wanted you to do. What were those?
The ones I remember were first that we would hold, that I would allow an official committee at the Capitol so that they could hear this evidence and that we could take action thereafter. And I refused. I did not feel that the evidence, granted in its absence, merited a hearing, and I didn't want to be used as a pawn.
And what was his second ask?
I said, to what end the hearing? He said, well, we have heard by an official high up in the Republican legislature that there is a legal theory or a legal ability in Arizona that you can remove the electors of President Biden and replace them. And we would like to have the legitimate opportunity through the committee to come to that end and remove that. And I said, that's totally new to me. I've never heard of any such thing. And he pressed that point, and I said, look, you are asking me to do something that is counter to my oath when I swore to the Constitution to uphold it, but you are asking me to do something against my oath, and I will not break my oath.
He has an oath to both the Arizona Constitution and to the U.S. Constitution. And he stood on that Constitution. God bless him. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life
with Extend Your Mind. And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing hearings, this morning, the 4th session for the committee, it seems like it's more than that. It's been a volume of information. Today, they're focusing on President Trump's very personal, because he's very deeply personally involved. There's been a great deal of tape of President Trump played today, very involved in this effort. Once the election had been declared over, And once there had been recounts and multiple recounts and the elections had been certified by every state and by every state legislature, he wanted the state legislatures to go back and decertify the election, for which there's no legal process at all. And yet the pressure was very intense, particularly on the Speaker of the House in Arizona, whose name is Rusty Bowers. And he, in his statement this morning, was recalling Reagan's inaugural, which was very important to him, a significant moment, and a great demonstration of the orderly transfer of power, which America so much longs for. The one thing about wanting to see a change of power and Joe Biden no longer president, of course, but people who want that must want it in an orderly, respectful, and decent manner, as we've always had in the country before 2020. Here is Rusty Bowers being questioned by Adam Schiff of the committee. Clip two.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Schiff, because I have a lot of admiration for Ronald Reagan. I had the opportunity of going through his home with one other person and walking through, and I have a lot of admiration for him. When he pointed out, which is, I have lived in other country for a period of time and have visited a few countries, and during election times, the fact that we allow an election, support an election, and stand behind the election, even in the past when there have been serious questions about the election, and then move on without disturbance and with acceptance, that we choose to follow the outcome of the will of the people. That will, it means a lot to me, and I know it meant a lot to him.
It did, and it meant a lot to Brad Raffensperger. Brad Raffensperger is the Secretary of State of Georgia. He had a primary challenge that was funded by President Trump's Save America PAC, a challenge from a sitting U.S. congressman. And this in the Republican primary that was just held in Georgia. Primaries today, by the way, in Virginia and in Alabama and other states, but we will get to that. But with Raffensperger, he won the primary by 20 points. It was supposed to be close, but the people of Georgia believe in him and believe, as I think it's impossible not to if you actually look at the record, that he's somebody who takes his oath seriously, somebody who takes his responsibility seriously, and is basically, despite the fact that he supported Trump in 2016, he supported Trump in 2020, he takes his job very seriously. And he was surprised to have the President of the United States call him, this is a tape of that call, and to ask him to find somehow another almost 12,000 votes. Listen, this is clip three.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
Mr. Secretary, was the President here asking you for exactly what he wanted, one more vote than his opponent?
What I knew is that we didn't have any votes to find. We had continued to look. We investigated, like I just shared the numbers with you. There were no votes to find. That was an accurate count that had been certified. And as our general counsel said, there was no shredding of ballots.
Yeah, and he also went over in his testimony about the claims that there were dead people who voted. And he said, yeah, he found some dead people that voted. Two. And then he said, and then later we found another two, so a total of four. Trump had claimed 8,000 dead people had voted. So with all of this going on, the threats against Brad Raffensperger at the height of this dispute, which is long after the election, when normally these things are settled, and they had already certified, I think it's on December 14th, they had certified the electoral votes for Biden for the state of Georgia, which he carried. But this is what happened to the Republican, conservative Republican Secretary of State in Georgia. Listen.
Mr. Secretary, after making this request, the president then goes back to the danger of having you deny these allegations of fraud. Let's listen to that part of the clip.
And I watched you this morning and you said, well, there was no criminality, but I mean, all of this stuff is very dangerous stuff. When you talk about no criminality, I think it's very dangerous for you to say that.
Secretary Raffensperger, you wrote about this in your book, and you said, quote, "I felt then and still believe today that this was a threat. Others obviously thought so, too, because some of Trump's more radical followers have responded as if it was their duty to carry out this threat. Please tell us what you, your wife, even your daughter-in-law experienced regarding threats from Trump's more radical followers."
Well, after the election, my email, my cell phone was doxxed, and so I was getting texts all over the country, and then eventually my wife started getting the text, and hers typically came in as sexualized texts, which were disgusting. You have to understand that Trish and I, we met in high school, and we've been married over 40 years now. And so they started going after her, I think, just to probably put pressure on me. Why don't you just quit, walk away? And so that happened. And then some people broke into my daughter-in-law's home, and my son has passed, and she's a widow. And has two kids, and so we're very concerned about her safety also.
And then he answered that question, why did he stay on with all these threats? And the answer is revealing and relevant. Look, when you're talking about political violence and the trend toward political violence, and then again so many Americans fearing a civil war, and the Texas Republicans voting to preserve Texas's right to secede from the Union. What's amazing about this is what are all these fights about? What issues? It's not the preservation of the Union. Don't we all believe we should continue as a Union of States? It's not slavery. Don't we all believe that slavery and discrimination are bad ideas? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
I'll keep you in suspense.
On the Michael MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, they are just now wrapping up their hearings for today, but toward the end of the testimony of Brad Raffensperger, who was the Secretary of State for the state of Georgia, who just won his primary, and he won it very comfortably. He looks like almost a sure thing, as is Governor Brian Kemp, who also won his primary by an even bigger margin. They do look like they will be returning to office to serve the people of Georgia. But you heard a little bit from Brad Raffensperger. I'll tell you what, the more you hear from this guy, the more you respect him. I mean, And this is the way he spoke when Adam Schiff, who was leading the questioning for the January 6th committee today, Adam Schiff asked, in the face of his daughter-in-law's home being broken into with very dire threats, receiving material in the email, because his emails and his personal address, all of it had been doxed. It had been made public by people who believed that he was part of the conspiracy against President Trump. In any event, he was asked, with all of this danger that you're facing, why do you stay on? And here's that interchange from just a few moments ago. Listen.
I think sometimes moments require you to stand up and just take the shots. You're doing your job. And that's all we did. You know, we just followed the law and we followed the Constitution. And at the end of the day, President Trump came up short. But I had to be faithful to the Constitution. And that's what I swore an oath to do.
And that's very similar to what very different personality, Rusty Bowers, Speaker of the House of Arizona, had to say. And the last bit of questioning, the last bit of witness testimony Yes. Okay. We're going to go by. They're just closing the hearing today. This is Liz Cheney with her closing statement.
Spend time with you and with our previous witnesses here today. To date, more than 30 witnesses called before this committee have not done what you've done, but have invoked their Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. Roger Stone took the Fifth. General Michael Flynn took the Fifth. John Eastman took the Fifth. Others, like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, simply refused to comply with lawful subpoenas, and they have been indicted. Mark Meadows has hidden behind President Trump's claims of executive privilege and immunity from subpoenas. We're engaged now in litigation with Mr. Meadows. The American people in our hearings have heard from Bill Barr, Jeff Rosen, Richard Donahue, and many others who stood up and did what is right. And they will hear more of that testimony soon. But the American people have not yet heard from Mr. Trump's former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone. Our committee is certain that Donald Trump does not want Mr. Cipollone to testify here. Indeed, our evidence shows that Mr. Cipollone and his office tried to do what was right. They tried to stop a number of President Trump's plans for January 6th. Today and in our coming hearings, you will hear testimony from other Trump White House staff explaining what Mr. Cipollone said and did, including on January 6th. But we think the American people deserve to hear from Mr. Cipollone personally. He should appear before this committee, and we are working to secure his testimony. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Pat Cipollone, who, according to multiple reports, was trying to stop the more irresponsible aspects of the January 6th riots. With all of this going on, it's people afraid of political violence. It is utterly amazing, just amazing, that a Senate candidate in Missouri, the former governor, the disgraced former governor of Missouri, he was driven out of office. He was forced to resign because of a series of really tawdry scandals. And one of those scandals involved manipulating a veterans charity that he had organized allegedly to benefit wounded veterans, where none of that money was used for that purpose. It was used to advance his political campaigns. I'm talking about Eric Reitens. He was also accused of, it's been admitted, he has acknowledged that he was having a regular affair with his hairdresser in the basement of his home, where they had set up a little part-time torture chamber for their entertainment, and that he had threatened her with a nude photograph. This is while he was governor of Missouri, before virtually every Republican in the state demanded that he resign. And he eventually did. And he now has charges pending by his ex-wife concerning abuse of their two sons. One of them at as young as the age of three, and his abuse of his ex-wife. He, of course, denies it fervently. But what he can't deny is the ad that he just put up on the Internet. And it's an ad that underlines this idea of violence as a political tactic. And the ad offers people a hunting license for rhinos. Republicans in name only. And the visual that you'll see, you'll hear what it sounds like. The visual that you see, if you see it, is they've been taken off now of YouTube and Facebook and other places where it won't run, because it shows a group of purportedly Navy SEALs busting into an American home and killing rhinos, someone who's a Republican in name only. And what you can hear is Governor Greitens even justifying that. Listen.
I'm Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL, and today we're going rhino hunting. The rhino feeds on corruption and is marked by the stripes of cowardice. join the MAGA crew, get a rhino hunting permit. There's no bagging limit, no tagging limit, and it doesn't expire until we save our country.
Is that the way we save our country? I know it's supposed to have a sense of humor. By the way, the same gimmick of having a free license, though it wasn't free in the other case, there was one of the challengers to Liz Cheney, and there were a bunch of them in Wyoming before they settled on one who was President Trump's candidate. But one of her previous challengers had said, I'm going after Liz Cheney, and you can help me. We need a hunting license to bag the rhino. And there he was speaking very specifically about Liz Cheney. It's not even clear who it is that Greitens is talking about. His campaign is being run. His campaign chair is Donald Trump Jr.'s fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle. It's just but an unbelievable thing. Imagine you're one of his opponents, and you're dealing suddenly with an ad that shows a former Navy SEAL and a bunch of other people dressed up as Navy SEALs. Actually, I'm surprised that the SEALs themselves as an organization haven't complained about that, because it's not the idea that you get Navy SEALs to bust into somebody's home to kill them because you disagree about the direction of the Republican Party. Speaking of which, Josh Hawley, who was one of the people who worked very closely with President Trump on this entire deal to decertify the elections, even Senator Hawley said that someone like Eric Greitens doesn't belong in the Senate. He belongs in jail. Okay? When somebody says that, like Josh Hawley, can we avoid him being the standard bearer for Republicans in the great state of Missouri? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, there's a terrific piece that needs attention by Gerard Baker, who's one of the editors at Wall Street Journal. It is a great piece by a great conservative. It says January 6th pitted a conspiracy of rhinos against a confederacy of dunces. So which side was which, and how did that work? We will get to that. Let me go first to Mike in Kitsap County, Washington. Mike, you're on the Medved Show.
Michael, I normally agree with you on lots of things. This one, I feel like you have been working hard to just downplay and make this seem like the Republicans are a bunch of crazies, you know, to consider the possibility that there was election fraud. We watched them close off the viewing of in the State Farm Center in Georgia. We saw that on video, and then they say, oh, pipes burst. We're going to now not going to count with people here. And then you see the spike. I mean, we go to bed, Trump's ahead. You wake up, and there's this huge Biden spike, and then you see story after story.
Mike, they actually talked about this morning, and you should listen to it. They have a full video from the entire time in that Fulton County counting. And there was no interruption. There were no mystery ballots and black suitcases under the table. None of that is true. And the question I would ask you is, why do you think that people like Brad Raffensperger and like Governor Kemp, who were strong supporters of President Trump, why would they want to participate with Democrats when neither of them has ever been a Democrat? They aren't Democrats now. Why would they ever want to cheat President Trump out of victory in Georgia when it would have been enormously to their advantage if he had won?
Yes. And, Michael, I called you on Bill Barr right after this happened, and you said the same thing about Bill Barr. Well, why would Bill Barr do this? And I'm telling you, because Bill Barr didn't see what he didn't see that was there, and so that was his view. Does that mean he's right? Does that mean Raffensperger's right, that nobody cheated in all those things?
It means that, I'm sorry, somebody, with all due respect for Mike Lindell, there are more resources for the Attorney General of the United States to actually investigate wrongdoing. And one of the things that you find out if you know any prosecutors, if you've ever worked with prosecutors or dealt with the prosecution office, prosecutors live to prosecute. if there was some kind of election fraud going on here, then all of the prosecutors working in the Justice Department, there are literally thousands of them, would be looking to move ahead by getting some of those people in trouble. And what Bill Barr was talking about was not his personal opinion. It was the conclusion of everyone who worked in the Justice Department under him, which is why Trump not only had to get rid of Bill Barr, but he did, but he was trying to install a guy named Jeffrey Clark, who was not really a veteran prosecutor and was in the tank for the Trump view of the election. In other words, when you say I won't consider it, I would consider it, or any of the other points that people bring up. But part of the answer to this, Mike, and I'll let you respond in just a moment, is that Trump would need to have overturned the results in three different states. And even if he did that, unless he got that extra electoral vote in Nebraska, even if he got overturned the three states that he was most likely or most concentrating on overturning, that would have created a tie, and it would have had to go to the House of Representatives. And none of this is provided for in statute law, or let alone the Constitution. Now, go ahead.
Well, this is exactly why I think Bill Barr and Raffensperger didn't do it, because, well, it wouldn't make any difference anyway. We're not going to get those other things, so we just won't be as worried about it, because this didn't matter anyway. It's going to, the other ones came out. It just happened that all of them, just like in Washington State when Dino Rossi was running for governor, we keep counting until the Democrat wins, and that's just, it's just every time it goes this way. It doesn't happen the other direction, where we keep counting and look, Trump wins. That wasn't one state. All of the states went the other direction. And you go, how is that possible? And so you go, maybe they were counting a bunch of ballots that were put in incorrectly, and you see the 2,000 mules, and you see the people putting ballot after ballot after ballot, and then people ignore that. Why haven't you talked about that? Why haven't you gone through and
shown? Because it hasn't been ignored. It's gotten a tremendous amount of attention, including the movie you just referenced. One of the things that was very telling in the hearings was at one point when the Speaker of the House in Arizona, Rusty Bowers, was talking to President Trump. He said, President Trump says, well, you can have the legislature vote to overturn the results of the election. And so how can I do that? What is the evidence? And this is actually a conversation he had with Rudy Giuliani. And he said, well, the evidence is we have 200,000 illegal aliens who voted in this election. He said, can you give me those names? And he said, well, we'll get it to you. He said, can you give me one name? And Rudy couldn't. And then he talked about dead electors, and we've all heard about that. And the lack of evidence here, again, you're talking about judges who were appointed by Trump. You're talking about 62 legal actions. They were all thrown out, and because they were groundless. And again, why are you so surprised that Trump lost? Trump carried these states very narrowly. He carried these states very narrowly in 2016. And the same states we're talking about now, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Those are your five swing states. And there was a swing, but a very notable swing, in favor of Biden. And by the way, it wasn't so much in favor of Biden, it was against Trump. Republicans further down on the ballot did better. Matthew, in Oregon, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
How's it going, Michael? Okay, you're a very smart person. And
thank
I'm
you.
Going to try to communicate this in a model that works for you. And I'm working hard on this. And I'm going to try
okay,
to
go ahead.
So you're the neocon of the Republican. I'm not calling you a rhino. I actually think you guys are generally the Republican. The problem is that the Republican Party has fractured into something that you find distasteful. And what you guys, as the neocons, who are still somewhat in control, I think, of some of the Republican Party. You guys need to solve what you're going to do here as far as these, you have these factions that you don't like. You have the people, we'll call it the stolen election faction. You have.
I don't think there is a stolen election faction. I think there's a stolen election cause. And I think it's a cause that is going to hurt our party unbelievably. It's going to blow an election that we should win in a landslide, and it's going to blow any chance of winning in 2024. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know these people. I live around these people that believe these various causes, we'll say. And they're transforming into coalitions that you guys are going to have to figure out how you're going to negotiate with, because you are helping transform everything by these dialogues that you're having right now into purity politics. And so either...
Wait. How is it purity politics? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, the fact that you're hammering away inside the Republican Party now... I know that underneath everything, on their side, there's a lot of them that are like, if they do not believe this, then I will not vote along with. So they're saying the same, like you guys, like.
Okay, if you were saying that the cost of political success is saying things in public that I know to be lies, sorry, I can't sign on for that.
I'm not saying you have to sign on, but you guys are going to have to figure out, like...
When you say you guys, what do you think? You think that there's a meeting, that a coven, that we get together at a certain point? Look, right now, I believe that there are people, including people who have just won elections wonderfully, like Nancy Mace down in South Carolina, or you could look across the country. And there are good, solid people who are looking to the future and recognizing that continuing to believe in, to hammer home, to stake everything on the idea of a stolen election theory is damaging for the GOP and this greatest nation.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.